Well, what a lovely visit. My grandmother is in a care home, and I've just stepped outside into a country lane, and there is a stubbly field on one side, and I'm walking past some hedgerows and trees towards the main road I'll have to cross. And when I arrived, she was dozing, as she often does just before lunch, and she was in a room with a couple of other people, kind of a social area, and she's never been this social, not for a very long time, having lived alone. And she was holding on to a card, which looks like it had recently come through the post. And I woke her gently, and it's the first thing she showed me. She says, I've got a card. And one of the carers overheard and came over, and she says, yeah, what is it? Who are these people? I'm like, what do you mean? She says, well, there's people apparently from Twitter. And this carer knew a little bit about Twitter. And I says, yeah, my grandmother used to tweet when she was a lot better. And she doesn't tweet as much now, or at least when I ask, would she like to speak to the people on the internet? She says, I don't feel like it quite a lot, so we just don't. And yet, she definitely seemed reinvigorated and rejuvenated by people very kindly sending a couple of cards. Terry Jackman's card was in her lap, and then there's an envelope from Peterborough. I can't find the card, and she's very, very good at misplacing stuff. So if that's you, thank you very much. And when I got to the room, there was a photo by her bedside of Rome, very kindly tucked into a card. It was by Paul Clark, photographer extraordinaire, and some lovely words from him as well in a card sat on her window ledge. And it's really done wonders. It's a strange yet small thing. She said, I don't remember ever getting this many letters, because all the bills would get redirected to us for the last few years. And so it's literally just junk mail. People, because of my grandmother getting a bit confused, haven't written for a long time. And she hasn't written to anybody for a long time. So outside of birthdays, very little in the form of correspondence. And here we have some welcome to your new home, I hope you settle in well kind of cards. It's also had an interesting effect on the carers, who are now kind of a lot more interested in her as a person, which I guess when you are dealing with people from all walks of life, from all different stages of dementia and Alzheimer's, you might, I don't know, I don't want to cast aspersions into your job becoming a job and it sometimes becoming a little bit automated, but anything that takes you out of that automation, that reminds you this person has a life outside of that place, has had an impact on people, and in my grandmother's case has had some amazing adventures. And the interactions on Twitter were born out of the stories of her work during the war, smuggling messages in her bicycle seat as a partisan. And I did actually email in, as on request, a link to the radio show where she was interviewed, and I'm sure that they are seeing her and her stories, and not just a person with dementia slowly, sadly getting worse. But on good days, like today, it's as if she's just visiting along with me, having a normal conversation around how wonderful it is to get a card in the post.